Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Jamie Hampton Show. I am so happy to say welcome back. Thank you for meeting me here and thank you for listening. Was that intro awesome or what? You know, my husband and I used to sing in this a cappella group. In fact, he and I and a friend of ours, Kyle, are the founders of this a cappella group that you just heard a little snippet of. And our name is Soundstage. And we used to practice every week, and we actually even went to Taiwan and won second place in an international competition. It was a blast to be a part of that. My husband Bradley was the arranger for the group. He is an amazing arranger, so the arrangement that you heard is all his, and he sings on it, and I sing on it, and some of our friends sing with us. And there are times that we still use that name Soundstage for different things and different gigs and stuff, but it's kind of retired, I guess, in a way, and kind of sad. We should bring it back. What do you guys think? Anyway, it was really fun to bring some music into this episode and use my husband's arrangements as well as stuff that we're singing on. So I might change it up every once in a while, but for now, that's our intro. Hopefully you like it. I am so excited to welcome you to episode 2 of the Jamie Hampton Show. Of course, I am Jamie Hampton, and I am so thrilled that you are here and you're listening. And I have to say, the feedback that I've gotten from so many of you, it's just been so amazing, and just to feel all the love that you are all giving me and all the encouragement and all the positive comments and thoughts. And so I just want to say thank you so much. If we have interacted online in any way regarding my podcast, or even in person, there's been a couple in person. Thank you. Thank you so much for all of your love and all of your feedback. I really, really appreciate it. I'm super excited to share this episode with you. It's about negativity, but turning negative thoughts or comments into something positive, into something good. And I have a couple experiences from my childhood and from other walks of life. But I hope it really makes you maybe think about what you say to others, including family members. And how can we take our, maybe we're trying to be constructive, but it might be coming off in a negative way to other people, or especially to ourselves. How do we talk to ourselves? Is it in a negative way? And if it is, how can we change it into something positive? How can we make negative thoughts positive, or how can we take negative thoughts from others and turn it into something positive and something good for our lives? And how do we better ourselves from it? So I hope you enjoy this. I hope that you can think about it and ponder on it just a little bit. And yeah, here we go. Today I want to talk about negative people in our lives. I'm sure all of us have experienced the naysayers and experienced the people that ultimately they don't have confidence in themselves. So of course it will spill out into their dialogue with you. So I feel like whenever we are trying to do something grand, or do, even if it's not too grand, but maybe it's just something that the other person can't do or hasn't been able to do, or they set their own limitations on themselves. So then they decide to tell you how you can't do it, or they're negative towards you when you're speaking of whatever it is that you're trying to do. So let me give you an example. When I was in sixth grade, so I'm about 12, you know, 11 or 12, I started listening to a Christian singer named Sandy Patty. And if you know her music, you know that she sings super high notes at the end of most songs. And it was always so fun for me to try it and like expand my range and try to really hit these high, like super high B's and C's, and in some cases D's above high C. And so I remember we had in our house
an office. It was kind of like a third of our garage was converted into an office for my parents. But it's also where I would go to, sometimes I would go to practice. And we had our our 8-track karaoke machine, but also took cassette tapes. So with the cassette tape and probably the microphone in hand, I'm in there blasting these grand orchestrated Christian songs with Sandy Patty. I'm singing with her. And so, and I'm trying to reach my range, you know, above my range really at that point. And I remember my dad, and I love him dearly, but I remember my dad coming in at one point and saying to me, you know, I think that's a little too high for you. I remember it was a moment in my life where I wasn't mad at him, or it wasn't like a, I thought, oh really? Well, I'll show you. Someday I'm going to show you. And it wasn't like vindictive, or wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't angry at him. It was just like, oh yeah, well, okay, we'll see. I'll see how that goes. And I ended up being the one that could hit the high C's, you know, in high school, and that could, and still does. You know, I am a soprano. I know I have a lower speaking voice, but I am a soprano. I sing those high notes. I worked really, really hard to figure out how to do it. And in my training, and in all of my voice teachers that I've had over the years, you know, I've always been a soprano. By the time I actually got into more consistent voice lessons when I was 18 in college, you know, I was and still am a soprano. And so I learned how to reach those notes. And so, you know, we have, I know my dad said it in love, and I'm not upset at him in it by any means, or in any way. But I think it's because, you know, he had set at some point limitations on his own range and thought, and of course it wasn't sounding good. I mean, let's be honest. It's like the child that brings the violin home and everybody has to listen to, you know, the wonderful, crazy sounds that come out of that violin before it actually starts sounding like music. I'm sure that's very much how it sounded to my dad and all my entire family. But the point is, I took that comment, I turned it around, and I'm deciding to be better, to do better, to figure out how to reach this goal. And I think we all have these types of situations in our lives, and it could be with your business. It could be with, even with school, you know, if you're going through college and maybe it's a particular class that you're having problems with, and you have other people that say maybe in your family, oh, don't worry, I sucked at math too. And it's like, okay, well, that's setting a limitation on yourself. Like, we should try our best no matter what. We should work hard no matter what. And if you have the goal of being, you know, a math professor, I think that there is so much integrity in that. And so what is it today, you know, that you, or maybe something somebody has said to you years and years ago, maybe it was in high school, maybe it was when you were a kid, maybe it was, you know, 5, 10 or more years ago, whatever that is, or maybe it was yesterday that somebody said, oh, I don't think you should do that. You know, and often it's the people that are closest to us that say those kinds of things. And I think it's because they feel like they're trying to protect you. I don't think it's ever really said in a hurtful way on purpose. I just think it's their own limitations coming out. And so I want to challenge you today to think about one situation where someone has poo-pooed your ideas, or told you, no, you shouldn't do that, or, you know, even maybe given stronger words than that, you know, well, you're no good at, or maybe, you know, you're not even fast. Why are you on the track team? You know, something like that, where it's this negative input that we get from other people. How can we turn it around? How can we use it to motivate us? And how can we use it in our daily lives to, it's a balance. You know, we take it in, but we don't absorb it into our soul. So then that becomes a defining thing for us. Like my dad saying, I think those are too high for you. And I took it in, but I didn't let that define me. I said, well, how come I can't change that? How come I can't learn how to do it? And so what is it that we have set limitations, or we've allowed other people to kind of set their own limitations and project them onto us? Think about that today. I hope with that you can turn it around, because if it's something you deeply, deeply want to do, then it's probably something that the minute I gave you this example and the minute I started talking, your brain automatically went to that exact thing. And so if that's you, then you know that you have been given that for a reason. It is in you for a reason. I believe it's God. I believe it's Heavenly Father who has given us our talents and given us our ideas and our thoughts. And He put it in you for a reason. And I really believe that He wants you to develop it. There's a reason you haven't been able to let go of it. There's a reason why it kind of sits wrong with you when you start to think about it, and when you really try and wrap your head around it, and you think, then the excuses come in. The excuses come flooding in, right? But we have to turn those excuses down, and we have to turn up what Heavenly Father has given you and your abilities, and like I said, not absorb it into our soul so it defines us, but use it in a positive way so that we can come out on the other side and go, I did it. I figured it out. Yes, it's hard. And anything that's worth it is hard, in my opinion. So if it's worth it, it's hard. We work on it. We take the negativity, we turn it into positivity, and we turn it into motivation. And that's what I've done. I haven't done that with every single thing in my life, being honest with you right now. But I try. I work hard to work on one thing at a time, kind of, you know? It's not about overcoming every single thing all at once. Of course, it's a process. That's what this life is about. It's an experience, a learning experience, a big, giant learning experience. And we're here so that we can learn about ourselves and we can help others. And this is one thing that I know a lot of people struggle with. And if I shed some light on that today, I hope that if you found this helpful and you found value in it, that you would please write a review on my podcast, as well as share it with somebody that you know needs to hear this today. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, please like, subscribe, follow, leave a review if you feel so inclined, and maybe share it with someone that needs to hear it. I know sometimes as we're listening, we think of people and think, man, they would really benefit from hearing a message like this. So share it with your friends and family members. I'm so grateful to you. And I am going to leave you with a snippet of another soundstage song that is an original song. It's called Everybody Needs Some Love. Enjoy. I love your face. Until next time. Everybody needs some love. Everybody needs some love.